This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tesvav Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah discusses the tumah status of a flour sifter, which consists of a mesh screen made from animal hair, which is fitted into a wooden frame. It is called the Yam Nafa, literally a sea sifter, because the wooden frame surrounds the actual sifting mechanism, the mesh, on all four sides, like the sea is surrounded on all of its sides by its banks. And the pasuk teaches that a fabric that's made from animal hair is susceptible to tumah, and this is a utensil that has a receptacle. It's a container, as its function is to allow only the kernels to pass through the sifter and hold back the bran and other refuse. So it holds material, therefore is halachically with the base kibbol and is susceptible to tumah. The question is, what if the animal hair mesh screen was removed from the wooden frame? Would it be considered a broken kli and as a result not susceptible to tumah? The Mishnah teaches that it depends on the particular type of a flour sifter we are discussing. That is, yam nafa shel salos in tameh. As far as a flour sifter used by professional sifters, the halacha is that it continues to be susceptible to tumah even when the mesh portion is removed from the wooden frame. And that is because, since a professional sifter is meant to be used frequently, it's designed for the mesh to be removed periodically to be properly cleaned out. So since the removal of the mesh is part of the normal usage of the sifter, it is not at all considered broken, even when the mesh is temporarily separated from the frame. However, vishal bali batim tahar, in the case of a flour sifter used by our regular homeowners, not the professionals, which is used much less frequently, and therefore it's not the norm to remove the mesh portion for cleaning. It's not designed for that. So if the two parts were separate, he took the mesh out of the wooden frame, well then, that is considered a kli that's halachically broken as such. In that state, it's no longer susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah now brings a ruling from Rabbi Huda, who discusses a different type of mesh screen made from animal hair, and that is a mesh screen that was used by hairdressers. The customer would sit on the mesh screen, and if hair or other things fell while the hairdresser was working, the screen would catch those things. Now, this screen was not a container. It didn't have a wooden frame. So at first blush, we might assume that it is not mekabel tumah. For we know the rule is that non-metal utensils need to have a receptacle, be a container in some way, to be mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Af shel godelis tomei moshav." Even this mesh screen used by hairdressers is mekabel tumah, based on the concept of moshav or midras, which says that if the kli in question is meant for sitting or to lie down on, then if somebody sits or lies on it, and that person, let's say, is a zav or zava or nida, then that object becomes tameh. That law applies to this animal mesh screen, because girls would sit on it as they were getting their hair braided. And so it is something that is meant to be sat on, and therefore subject to the law of Tumas Midras. And halacha is, any object that is subject to Tumas Midras, and as any object that is meant for sitting on or lying on, is subject not only to the particular tumah through midras, somebody sits or lies on it, but through all modes of tumah. Once it could become tameh via midras, it could become tameh any of the other ways, such as direct contact or being in the same halachic ohel as a mace. And the point is, again, even though the object doesn't have a base kibbol, doesn't have a receptacle, but that requirement doesn't apply to an object like this, which is subject to Tumas Midras.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.